Repay Tessin Baba Basra, Tan Zeta Shin Yom, June 19th, Thursday, and Thursday.
So this is it. How can we learn out? How can we more in the hands of light or what the language that we are is deduced from Shia Akron? So in Melee, so we should say that even the Marasik is not in the tail, that he bought it from the Murakami, he should still get it. But in the Murakami, the Marasik is not in the tail that he bought it from the Murakami. So how, so that, in other words, in the Murakami is saying that it was gone. So we know. So then, how can we give it? How can we give it to the Marasik when the Marasik admits that he didn't buy it? We should not do it. He did not have this machine on the way. How the rest was not gone.
Of course, more impurity. It has to be based of the holocaust upon the possibility that it really belongs to him. But if we know that it belongs to Murakami, there couldn't be exalted apostle that through the adverse possession of 3 years, he should acquire title, even though without the exalted apostle, we'll know that it belongs to Murakami. But the match is human. That since there is the officer from Shiamwe, so Joseph the Shiamwe, we say that we drink his Ruzak, his Nakhon, so with Achila Shomishomim, he should be more common, he should be Ruzak, and Shaskon, and why is he personally Shaskon? Obviously because he doesn't mind, he doesn't care. If he doesn't care, so that means that he is made of it. Now, so over the time, not at the HRA, he is the name of Shemoch. So in any way, so even though it is not true that the Murakami sold it, but maybe, even though he didn't sell it, maybe in his heart he was made of it. So from this portion of Tetzel, it should be Masha, that the Chila is effective regarding the end. Many Mishaim say that even if a person will say, I may hope you my Chila, it's not effective. You have to have a Chila. And then, coupled with that Chila, you have to have a Maizekine by the other person who is the Maizek. But from this case says, it's Masha. This says,
So
In other words, that we should use from Shiramuet, just as in Zohar, the Klag from the Trinkeres, so in Chesed Yerushalmim, he should be new Hosek, as a Shatzkan, and that he was Mechel. There's Mechel. So why did he was Mechel? But there was no explicit acknowledgement. So many Rishonim say that in the end, Mechel is not effective. So from this text it appears that Mechel is effective even in the end, because if this Rishonim had been, that Mechila is not effective by the end. So how could Jesus explain that it works for him because the Chesed Yerushalayim should prove that the Mora Kamer was Mechila. So Martin was Mechila, but there was no explicit Akroya, and that we got it then, even if there will be an explicit Mechila, he will not get it. So certainly an implicit Mechila, a Mechila that is to be reduced from the behavior of the Morakame should not be sufficient to best title in the Masik. So it's rather from this basis that Mechile is effective even in Gabriel, in Ame, holding it, in Papor. The name of the Chazoke, when we title the Chazoke, Heineke, you know, my name is Wanya Zabar. The Zabar, you know, Avogad, you know, come in the Zabar. ולהיוב אפילו חדיין ולהיות הליזב ולהיוב אל יהוך הום עליי so this is the second third says that in the Kasha of the Mora the Mark should not be that the Marzik should get out in the sort even without any time of course without any time so then there is an admission by the Marzik that he didn't buy it from if he didn't buy it from him how can he acquire time Even if we say that the silence in face of the first connection for 3 years indicates Mechila, but Mechila is not affected by Galilee. Mechila is not affected by Galilee. But the Gemara says, Elamata Chazokish in the time. Because the MSD is that not only there is no time, so the Malazik Chazokish is not affected. Even if there is a certain kind of time, but if the time is not insufficient time, so still the Chazok is not Chazok. For example, suppose Ruben was the Morakam, and then Shimon is the Malas. Shimon is the Malas. And Shimon produces a lady who testified that Shimon had adverse possession in the field for 3 years. But when Ruben comes to Shimon and says to him, my boy, my daughter, it's my son, what are you doing? So he said, well, I got it 3.5 years ago. I got it from Levi. And Levi told me that he bought it from you. He bought it from you 4 years ago. So in other words, in such a case, you cannot say there is a doyen that he didn't buy it. Because he claims that he bought it from Levi. And he also claims that Levi had told me that he bought it from Reuben. So Melee. So the Lord of the Havim is assuming that it's Moneshah. If we learn out from Shiramuet, the Jews is with three years, it's Yehoshaphat. So here, with three Shonim, silence for three Shonim, he should be Yehoshaphat, should be Saskan, and then it should be that the allegation mentioned by Shimon's Mecha, by Levi's too. After all, Shimon himself doesn't know whether this study was Nixal from Ruben or it was bought from Ruben by Levi. He doesn't know. He only knows what Levi told him. Levi told him. He knows that he bought it from Levi, and Levi told him, I bought it from Ruben. But since we had an unusual behavior by the Morakame in face of 3 years possession. He was silent, and the person is not silent for 3 years, so shouldn't the from Shiramuet imply that the silence in face of adverse possession of 3 years should prove that the hearsay time. Of Levi, because after all, she himself doesn't know. Maybe Levi did gossip. they saw the Pandora. But Levi only knows, Shimon only says that Levi told him that he Levi bought a Pandora. We don't know whether this is true or not. This here's the time. But since we learn out from Shemuel, so just as three years indicate a certain tendency to be negated, so the 3 years silence should indicate a tendency to remain silent in the future. Why is it silent until now? And why is it destined to remain silent in the future? Obviously because he did tell it, that the years of time of living is as far as Shimon is concerned, it's hearsay. Because Shimon doesn't say that he was present at the sale of the study from Levi to Levi. He just says he bought it from Levi, and Levi told him that he had bought it from Levi. So it's a hearsay time. But the Alfuse of from Shemamure should imply that here we have the proof that the hearsay time of Levi is true. Is true. So the Gemara says no. So the Gemara says that when can we say that the silence can prove in Shaskan? The silence can prove in Shaskan only when there is a time scored by the Malzik himself. But when there is no time scored by the Malzik himself, so then the fact that he was silent for 3 years doesn't prove it. There has to be a time. Tengel Rajbo, Holy Boyro, which is his correct, Il Ayu de Ture, O Il Ayu de Gab, Tipsh it Mihoche de Ayu de Ture, the Klam Rehil Chemushe, Mashe Amur, Kibushe no Nafti no Nigiris, Nafti no Nigiris, the Gimorah has Rabbaya, whether the Hadoi, the Ruah de Bo, in the Gab, to Shir Amur, implies just Aloche of the Ayu de Ture, to evict the Sheir, that it should be a Nachor, or it implies also a halacha of la'ayu de gara. There is no doubt that la'ayu de ture is a necessary prerequisite. The Bible Gemara is whether the whole halacha of the law implies only a din of la'ayu de ture, or in addition to the halacha of la'ayu de ture, it also implies a halacha of la'ayu de gara. But one can be sure that even if we say that it's Rayun de Gavre, but in order that the Bible should be Mahuyev Kreya Nezek Sholem, so the Shia must be addicted. So that's sure. But maybe it's only, the only prerequisite is that the Shia should become addicted, not that the Bible should become addicted to, should become Hosek as a callous, indifferent owner of the Shia. Of the master. In other words, if we say La'ayude Gamarino, so that means that when is the owner Mahuyev to pay full damages? Only if he proved himself to be callously unheedful to the warnings given to him. Like if let's say on Sunday, so the Shia bought. And then to him came and testified. And that's all when he testified, and they said, he had to be present. He went before. And then, after hearing the testimony that he shared all, so on Monday he again was neglected for the share. And the share called again. And then to him came again and testified in his presence, in Besni, that a second time he called. In other words, that he ignored the warning that saw it, of Bezdin, of Beidin, and then a third time. So it is like this. Let's say after the first Nikiche, there was a Adoni in Bezdin. So the second Nikiche represented one violation of days of that sort. So the second Nikiche really represents the first violation of Gasol. The third Nikiche represents the second violation. The fourth Nidichet represents a third violation. So in other words, so that means he is mechuyev in the shoreh after the fourth Nidichet because they were is guilty of three neglects of Gasmah. Of Gasmah. Now, then the Gemara says, if we say Laiud Ture, Binon, and not Laiud Gavre, so suppose it's the human shape God on Sunday morning, and then God on Monday morning, and then God on Tuesday morning, and then on Wednesday, the two people come and they testify on all the three gods. So then it will go again a fourth time. So Yehoyim Elkshon, even though he wasn't guilty three times of neglecting the Yaskol, because he only found out on Wednesday of the going on Sunday. So he didn't prove himself to be callously indifferent to the warnings given by Beis Din. So if we say I need to have you, so it's high, but if we say I need to have you, so in other words, the fact that the Sheia was addicted, God after we didn't think that he's not enough. In other words, he has to prove himself guilty of three separate neglects of assault. So only if there was a saving between one year and another, but if all the Avoyas took place and all the three Kiches, after all the three Kiches took place, so he didn't prove himself callously indifferent towards the Asroyas by this. So that's what he might say. They all came and testified, and all the Nidichas are Wednesday. And one Nidichas was on Sunday, one on Monday, one on Tuesday. He amad with the two and the eye. The amad with the gavre. So things, it is the kasha, the imurash. Hold the boy, the kasha, the imurash. You are the two and the gavre. Keep it in the hook and the two and the two. The kamer in the mushe. Masher amad, keep it in the kasha, the Nidichas, not to him. That's the Gemara says. Vino, the Chinook of Shosh Nidichas had a way. So it's already a way. But then, until the fourth Nidichas takes place, so there was no Nidichas that could be Mechai and Tashmi. But he already was Humazak, as it were. But that's only true if we say in the Torah. If we say in the Gavre, if we say in the Gavre, so that means he has to be Mazak himself. He has to habituate himself to a neglect, to a callous attitude towards Asroyas HaBeis Din. When is he mad? When does he habituate himself? When does he become habituated to ignore, to neglecting the Asroyas HaBeis Din only after the fourth year? Because when is the first neglect? When does the first disregard of the Asroyas HaBeis Din take place? After the second year. After the first year, there is no, there is not even a single disregard of the Asroyas HaBeis Din. But after Eli testified in Beis Din for the first year, so there's warning, you have to be careful, you have to exercise care. Open your eyes, it should go. You can't be indifferent towards damage and injury that might be caused to others. So then, after the first couple of days, so he was neglectful, and then there was a second year. So the second year represents the first disregard of Asher. Then after the third year represents the second disregard. After the fourth year represents the third disregard. So in other words, so how, but after the third Nidhe, he was not in Munidus yet. The Shemir was, who was Zakas and Akhon? But the Bani was not habituated to, in this regard, of Aschoyes of Benz, only after the fourth Nidhe. Then we say, after the fourth Nidhe to Kuwait, so how many times was he warned? Once he was warned by Benz, and the Kabbalah say this for the first time. A second time he was warned by Benzis and the Kabbalah say this of the second year. The second year. And then he was warned at Kabbalah say this for the third year. So that was the third Hasroi that was given by Benzis. And when the fourth year takes place, that means he disregarded the third Hasroi. So how did the Gemara say that he comes in way after the third Yichyeh? No, only after the fourth Yichyeh. So he habituated himself to three, to a disregard of the Aschoyes by this. Vilai u'bikabro li'ay la Yichyeh l'viz, dozo u'muyeh l'adob Aschoyes, d'chshinokach Yichyeh shlishis, v'yitzchubay, adayim lo ba'al sholish Aschoyes, ad sh'yitach ram l'viz. Because after the third Yichyeh, so after the Kabbalah said this for the third Yichyeh, so then there was the third Aschoy given. But he didn't prove himself unhitful to the Aschoy until the fourth Yichyeh takes place. So he comes in Mu'ed only after the fourth Yichyeh. Here the Gemara says, he comes in Mu'ed after the third Yichyeh. V'yishloim ha'bisuke v'hochek imam v'omah la'udetur. La'udetur. So in the Quran, the Losh Ha'gmore indicate that ha'usuke assumes that la'udetur. That's why the Gemara says, yichinokach sholish yiduches ha'vimu'et. Yichinokach sholish yiduches ha'vimu'et. Because if the Gemara here had agreed with the proposition that la'udetur, so then the Gemara could have given the teretz, the Gemara could have given the teretz, so then the Gemara would not use the expression Mechinogach Sholosh Yichyeh's Habimuet. The Gemara would have said as follows: just we learn out from Asher HaMoed, just as Asher HaMoed. So after the fourth Yichyeh, so he's going to be showing, because then he's also to be unmindful of the Aschoyes of Beis Din in the future. So here too, since he ignored, he eliminates out in face of the Achilles of Pharaohs, so there is a chazoke that in the future will also be unobjectionable, I mean unmindful of Achilles of Pharaohs. But the Gemara says that we learn out from the fact that the Rishinot Achilles and Yiches have a muet, so just as the Sheya, that we learn out from the habituation of the Sheya. The Gemara doesn't say that we learn out from the habituation of the Balash. If this Gemara had agreed with the proposition that we would the Gavre, so then the Gemara would say that Kimu Shomim is a Chazoke, because by making an analogy with the Hadoi of the Balash, just as the Balash becomes Huzah, to be unmindful of the Aschoyes of Bezni, with the fourth Yichyeh, so in other words, so the fact that he violated three Aschoyes of Beis, that he didn't have a regard for the three Aschoyes of Beis, shows that in the future he will still be unheedful to the Aschoyes of Beis. So here too, if he did not object towards the three Achilles favors of the 3 years, so in the future, no possibility, he will not object towards the future Achilles favors. The Gemara doesn't say that, so it's a higher than the Gemara agrees with the proposition that we would it to it. The Sugi Rosh Madam needed to it, the Yotel Mishal Yom, the Yotel Mishal Yom, the Yotel the Yotel Mishal Yom, the Yotel Mishal Yom, the Yotel Mishal. But the same Yotel could be true according to the alternative of the Yotel Gavre. So then we'll deduce from the fact that just as the Bible becomes Hosek, to be unmindful of the Aschoyes of Bezin, so here he becomes Huzak and the Shasker because of the fact that he was silent in face of the three Achilles Spears, by the man. Vei, the man, the one that I would meet up, so, if she was a glad of us, so yes, the king, having the Hamish, is for your high aim. I would say, she knew the whole palm, that she did that, to day she is your share. Come again, you will share, I will by measure, who was actually that. So it seems that according to the first washing, according to the authority of Ayude Gavre, so the Baal Hashem will not be required to let it show them until the fifth year. In other words, because he has to be in the Chuyeh B'Nevek Sholem only after he proved himself a habitual ignorer of Hasfoyes of Hesed. When does he prove himself as a habitual ignorer of the Hasfoyes of Hesed only if there is a fifth year. So after he proved himself, if there is, in other words, only the year that takes place after he established himself as a habitual ignorer of that's why it's a pleasure. Now, but the second text says, that even if we say by the way, so it only means that he cannot be mechuyev b'nezek sholem unless he proved himself he was huzak to ignore that's why it's a pleasure, but not that only the negir that takes to place after he was proven. He was proven a habitual ignorer of that source of it. All right, we'll leave it here. Now for next year, so we should be prepared, and the Gemara of Ahud Omer Al-Khar, that's the seventh line, and the end of Domit, that of Tesson is.
Shir Tzadik and Bava Basra, Ches Tamas Etav Shin Mem, June 22nd, 1980, on Sunday.
Amar Abun. Shom 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 O Shom 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 only if it's continuous. But suppose he was Marzik 1 year, and then, let's say, he was Marzik in Top Shin Lamed Hei, he was Marzi. And then Top Shin Lamed Bob, he was not Marzi. He left the field fellow, idle. And Top Shin Lamed Zion again, he worked on the field. He sowed it, he harvested it. And then Top Shin Lamed Ches, he let it stay fellow, idle. And then Lamed Tes again, he was mousing in it. So in other words, so he was mousing 3 years in the course of a span of 6 years. So the 3 years were not continuous. It alternated. 1 year of chazoke, 1 year of violence. So it's not a chazoke. Shomu, 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 shomu. So what kind of finish is it? Maori thing in chemical toys. In other words, that if it doesn't have full 3 years of chazok, of Achilles Spears, but if it does have 3 full years, but it wasn't, there is no continuity in the 3 years. It alternated. The Topshin Lamed Hei, Lamed Zayin, and Lamed Tes. So then it's okay. So Kamash, it has to be continued. Maritim who give me my two toys, we must use all ends, come as you love. So, that's the Rajban.
خسکوشون چاپو بیچو ابو میلی خمشون مشیدی و برکخ ها خوشتی چونی شیشی سرویز مرسخون با مسود حلی مخوی با همین میشین دیگی برس رو خوشون مشیدی و بیگو این سقایت با دیدو خرمی بیون که خوی زقایت ایست این رو ایست he did not have the mouse did not have three years kazoke continually but he totally did lamentations. So then the Maharaj can say, the reason as to why I did not protest is because I saw that you don't realize an adverse possession of the continuous 3 years. So maybe I didn't put it. That's what you saw, you gave me a change of time. Maharaj didn't give me a change of time, he didn't give we take a shoshone for 2 years coma. He has returned to save us, they are power to go to shoshone. They don't give me a yay. I will give him a chadashi to the chain or the dimuchadashi by a chadashi to the chadashi. Come on, Rabune, the dapti button, the book that if the practice of all the powers in that tower is to let 1 year to let the sotte stay fellow idle 1 year, so then it is a chazor. Now, according to practical law machine, except the rabbon. So this only means that we ask that we move the body. So it's all right, even though it's the results, but he still has to realize 3 years chazok to chriche and zriye and harvesting of the parents. But if it's not an aska v'nuvre bage, so if there is no practice in the Torah to let the field stay 1 year fallow and then 1 year is plowed and planted and then again another year fallow. So if there is no such practice, then that even 3 years chazoket of chriche and zriye and harvesting will not constitute cheskas dimushon. Even though he has, in the course of his span of 6 years, he realized achilas peiros of 3 years, of three full years, because it has to be continuous. Hashenki, it has to remove a body, so then it can be scattered. The 3 years can be resolved. But he must realize he has to remove the body. He must realize 3 full years, but if that is the practice in the Torah, 1 year work, 1 year fellow, so then if, let's say, he planted the field in Topshin Lamed Hei, and the harvest of the pears in Topshin Lamed Hei, and then Lamed Bo, he let us say fellow, in Lamed Zion, he again worked at the field, was in the pears, and Lamed Ches, it stayed fallow, and then Lamentes again. So he has 3 full years of Chazok. Lamentes, Lamentes, Lamentes. Even though there was an interval of 1 year of idleness, so it's okay. But suppose it's asked to move the body, and he only was Malazik 3 years, so then it's not good. All the shame, in fact, the Lord the shame is saying, in regard to the Asa Mumba. Including Rajbah. Omar Afonli, Rabbi Vassal, the Bali. So you know, it says, Pshite, Luitz, the Kadikin, Mugger, the Loyal. Baita, the Mugger, how the thing Omar in Misri, Doha. He put in Misri, Omashulon, the Omar, Hot the Arab, the Bagel, what's in the Mitter. He's not the Goh and Michal, the other way. Now it's Rajbah. Who made the Rabbi Dalin, the Sakhilashon, the Fuzor. So the Rashbam emphasizes that Basel move a body, so even though it's in Fizores, it's okay. But he has to have a Achilas spirit of 3 full years. But even though it was continuous, it's still Basel move a body, but she had to be there, she will have a shot. She will act in the sky. The article about the king, whom you shall be, or you will have, you shall be, okay. Die Zoll ist nicht so, wie ich es schon nicht schon nicht. Also nicht die Zoll ist schon nicht. Die Zoll ist nicht so, wie ich es schon nicht schon nicht. Und ich kann mich noch nicht so, aber ich with the Rashba, that it's only Chazoke, even though it's in the Zohar, but he has to realize three full years of Achilas Tehillim, but can be scattered, spread out over a span of 6 years. The Rabban is ready, and the Rabban says that since that's the general practice of working the field 1 year and then alternate it with the year of Kabbalah, so mainly that's the death of the people. So even the maintenance of the field in the state of fellow, so is also an integral part of the Rabbah. לא הבאתי פה, אלו כדי שתעשה הרבה בשנת הזה. זה מרגיש לזה. ופירוש בעשר ומפרה, אף על פי שאוכל מפרסור יצא וחזור. אבל שנת היו בורא, פדו ניסאוקי. פדו ניסאוקי. Suppose he worked on the field. He was able to finish talking on the day. Topshin on the board, he let it stay fell. Topshin on the side. He again was able to pay as he went to the equal appearance, he harvested with an appearance. So it's not a good cousin. I was not saying, what about myself? Visible, the Hindu Pierce, the Hindu Rabbi, even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out explicitly, but that's the implication. Now, what is mine and said, Pierce Rashba, Umi Ushona Shevio in Eil Hedge. You have to show me how to be so rich, may your story as you take away. So, the Henry, I will be very shabon, need to move on. He asked him with a baggy, has okay to show me. I will have no home cool. Do I ask it down again? She may not be the whole cash. She is last year with the show me. Also, the Zeho, the Schnaz, we are so, we should not see a novel. We hold up, you know, near the half of okay. How you ask the way you move. ופירו שאתם כדי שנתברך ולשאול ולשאול ליפון עם שורי שוני ליפון אישי שוני הוא שמח באותו לדבור בשער הדין של רבי בוי סעמי בוא תצא רבי בוי נצנק מיש נצניק anyway most of the shame is agree with the Rashba that the Shnas Ha'ibor is not there but the only Chiddush is that it can be even with his eyes but he must have three full years of Chazon. Now, Cheska Tabati, so it's only showing him the Obati, the Mimoyad, the Layad, the Mimoyad, the Layad, in other words, Bismarck Chazal, so the lifestyle was different than today. Today, Santa Capitoli, I think today, so when do people visit other people? Dark at night, not in the daytime, but this man has out. So the practice was that people did not visit other people in the night time, because the night was devoted for sleeping.
For simply we see, I mean, from the morning Shabbos, that heaven now, after this, after coming, so it's called Rebbe Mashuk. I mean, there are no pedestrians in the street. So the male of Isman Chazal, there were no visits made in the night time. Now, Kabune says that in order to have the Chazok, so they must have the Chazok, so it must be continuous. So that way, so since it must be continuous, so the more assumed, so the proof, so you must submit proof that there was continuous adverse possession for 3 years. He must prove it. In other words, how does he prove? How does Umarzi prove adverse possession? By producing witnesses. But so it's not so easy to produce witnesses who testify that this, that the Umarzi in question occupied the apartment for 3 years continually in the day and the night. He can very readily produce witnesses who testify they visited the Marzik many times, and every day they visited, and they saw that he occupied the premises in the night time and in the daytime. But how about the night time? Now Chesed Abati go back in the yade the little yade. Omar Abaye, Mama Stabati, Shibbe Media, the manipulator. In other words, who is most likely to know about the occupancy by a certain person? The direct neighbors, those who manage adjoining the Marzi. So they, those who adjoining the Marzi, who live next door, so they have a way of knowing, even if I got to. Rogoma, he did also betray the Amra Nana Dinamite, the Dahino Beklachi, the Momo Bilay. In other words, it can very easily be proven by witnesses who will testify that they were the tenants. So they certainly know that they occupy the premises in the day and the night. Omalay Abhim Rabashi is another word. So what implies that even the tenants of the Marzi are also trusted as Aidim. But why should they be trusted at all the Midalwa help the Abhidis? He's postulated. If a certain testimony is conducive to the interest of the Aidim, so then the Aidis cannot be admitted. And here, it is for his interest, it is for their interest to testify the way they testify. What the tenants testify, that they occupy the premises day and night. But, the more assume, Omale, Akimel, Rabashi, Hamlegi, Mikusene, Dilu, Amelhoche, Amelimelu, Zilu, Hobelu, Adabei, Selahari. So Rabbi Marashion, the Trovez reference to the case where the tenants already paid the rent. So the male, Rabbi Marashion, is the question that the tenants shouldn't be in them because they are interested parties. They have a motive in testifying the testimony that they are giving. Why? Because since they are the tenants and they already paid rent, so to whom did they pay the rent? To whom did they pay the rent for the 3 years? To the Marzi. Now, if they will come to Bezdin and tell the truth, that so then it might be that they did not stay there 3 years. Maybe they stayed only 2 years. Maybe they stayed there only 2.5 years. And the reason is why they are saying that they occupy the premises for full 3 years is because they have to say it in order to protect their interests. Because if you tell the truth that they only occupy the premises for 2.5 years, so who will get the premises back? The more you come. And since the Morikame did not since they did not pay the Morikami, they went for 2.5 years, so they paid the Marzi. So the Morikami will say, you only went for 2.5 years. Now that they say, they are saying that, that they occupy the premises for 2 years. So that's the hour. That's the hour. So then he's in it. Right. So on the way, so Apache said, Rabina, dying the shield. Dying the shield means he died who does not have experience in the Torah yet. So, okay. That is the Shiva Okay Dai. In other words, only a giant who is inexperienced can say that here we are dealing with the case of Ngi. Merely as you know, keep the apparatus, the apple and all this. In other words, Kobe is reference to a case where attendants come to Besdin and they testify that they occupy the apartment for 3 full years, and then they are holding, let's say, 3,000 zoos in their hands, and they say, we still did not pay the rent for the 3 years occupancy of the premises. Now we are ready to pay this rent, these 3,000, to whoever wins it in the talk. So maybe they're not interested parties, because it doesn't make any difference. Mamas, right. Shivere, Hashem Shalom Shavuot Dov Yim Alayim. Eimu Yiloi, Shivere Meirayot, Rivite Yim Aizel Sadar Yimadil Yuchloi, Umi Amangu Tadil Ech, Oy Vesom, Yiloi Shivere Yim Shabai Shamaska, Daimu Yishvere Shem Yikim, Vidim Dayom, Tocha Yitabo Yim Zeru, Yim Kvonos, Tzchara Bai Shamaska, Umeimu Mechai Gav Miloai Veroi. Oma Barzul Tre, ויתור יביאו מעלי ספרי סדר לעשות אליהם, וידור בשפט שני בשנונה, ויורו מבוגרי לתנן תתן, נא לציל הרשבא, קל רשבא. או ממה זה אתכם, יתוי, מי הוא זה לבנפשי? דפשיט לו למה עשו אתכם דווקא בבוי כלל אחד בו ילדים שאני מצופס, אפילו אוכל לך נסמר עצית, לא בירים שירידו בפרש, על כל היום דבר לילץ, אבל ידעו סתם שעודו דין שונה, ומסתונה אם לא מבייס, אבלי לא יזדובה. אבלי לא יזדובה, כמו אמר סוטרה, תוי נערה, ויאמר איזה סתה, תנו סיתאי, זוי שיהיו בלעים של יום, יחילי ביטוי, תגיד בו את כל הנאיס של דובר לבייס, וככו נחיס, ואין חסקו של חזוק, וככה נאמר איזה סעדה, לדור בי קלאצ'ים, ולמום את בי מילאי, וכתור חולי, וכתור חולי, וכתור חולי, אבל אני שואל את מוכז, כמו רשבם שלוש מצמא שמע, וזה מזלו מחלקת ביטוי מרסותך, אין דרום. That מרסותך is really explaining דרום. What does Robbe say? What does Robbe say? Robbe says that Cheskat Yimushonim by Batli can individualize in the case where the tenants themselves testify and they are in position to know. Or Abaye says, it can individualize in the case where the direct Shechem testify and they know. So it doesn't mean, Marzucha says, that they must testify that they saw that they saw the malice, let's say, called the bias there. That they saw that the malice lived on the premises day and night for 3 years. As long as they testify that they saw the malice occupy the premises for 3 years in the daytime, so then we take it for granted that at night they also live the same premises. It's not usual for a person to stay in the daytime on the premises and at night time to move out. So we understand if they know, they testify as to their observation of the occupancy in the daytime, so the male will take it for granted that the same occupancy took place in the night. However, if the male says, the Morikame says, no, I won't. They need to testify that they themselves saw how the malzik occupy the premises in the day and the night. So then it is the burden of the malzik to produce such witnesses who will testify directly and their observation as to the occupancy of the night time. But in Astana, If Aiden testified, if Aiden testified that they saw the Shechem in the day testified that they saw the Malzik in the daytime, so we take it for granted that the same Malzik had the same kind of possession in the nighttime. But in the Morikame says that a time is born. I know that in the nighttime, this Malzik did not occupy the premises. And that's the reason as to why I was the main passive. Because I saw that the Malzik is afraid to occupy the premises at the nighttime. So I didn't think it was necessary for me to protest. So then, the Malzik must have the burden of producing witnesses who will testify on the day night. So in other words, even though Abaye says, Shiva Mikyoni Mokalele, and Hokoma Kinosu Febamanana Mikyon, and the Dahinu Bay Klachin, the Mokalele, in other words, they spell out. So Abaye and Hokoma reference to the case where the Morikawa demanded that the witnesses should testify as to an occupancy in the daytime and nighttime. Because he says, I know that the opposite was the case. That they only stayed, that the Malzik only stayed in the daytime, not in the night. So Omar Malzutre, he told me to Nafshi. If you come out Zutre, I'll come away to Akam Bolu. You must have been to this. After you hold it, in the Chayim Salazi, go away, if you do a Feirush, I'll go on the Leilis. I will need to stop Shemul Dog, you show me. Umistome, in the Yomido, I will do this dog. Because Omar Zutre, he told me, I will not say, sadly, Tanos, it's time. So you show me, you show The Avogad, the Toyin Tanakh. What is that? So the Rashbam says, Avogad, the Sir Mazutra, the Toyin Tanakh, even though Mazutra says that when is it necessary for the Eidim to testify explicitly, and the occupancy in the night time as well, only if the Morikami demands it, for the time is born. But if the Morikami does not demand it, for the time is born, so then, all the Malzik has to do is to produce witnesses who will testify that in the daytime they saw the Malzik occupy the premises. And even if they will say, I don't know where they occupy the premises at night, we are never there at night. So then it will be enough, because in Astam, generally, if we know that a certain person occupies the premises in the daytime, So we draw the conclusion that in the night time he also occupied. He also occupied because it's very unlikely, highly unlikely, that a person should stay on the premises in the daytime every day and at night they should move out. But if the Morikami says, Bibrius, he says, I know that the Malazim only occupy the premises in the daytime. Not in night time. And that's the reason as to why I didn't make an issue. Because I saw that at night he's not there. So in such a case, it is the burden is upon the Malzik to produce witnesses who will explicitly testify as to the occupancy of the apartment in the night time. That's true in general. However, in connection with peddlers, so that hey, Avo Gam Yisrael Mazutre, the Toyin Tani Tani, Avo Onu Nitu Kishvile, Meidus, hey, Chedav Ma'ari Reichel Amar Zabal Yoreins, Vim Kekishu Dinoshin, Vim Chizel Yirei, Kim Zmanoch, Avo Gam Goy Toyin, Eze Marzi, Sari, Kopen Etu Yom Lailo, Anam Tani, Zidil Mo Mishu Nitu Yivin Mote, Herz Ixevi Beise, Vichlav Yosim Mote, Avo Nofi Kain Marzi Beise, I am a young child, you say, and Kashosa Kumiha,
Himmel bekommen. Hier kann ich ja wieder mal sehen, ich muss das Bein zwar schon, aber leider hat the tea, the more it comes, happens to be peddler. For many days, he's not in his town. He's traveling around, peddling in the villages, in the vicinity, and he's not in town. So in such a case, even though the Moroccan does not say on the basis of the kindness boy that I know that the Barzi did not occupy the apartment in the night time. So they basically is staying on behalf of the Moroccan. Why? Because I work up practical. So in other words, so basically has to time it for someone who is mute. That means mute means he's not in a position to plead himself. So business detail. Now here the more common with Israel Khalil, so he's also in the Khine of a Nilan. Why? Because what does Nilan mean? He cannot talk. So here the more common cannot talk. And it's very likely that the Marzi only occupy the apartment in the daytime, the nighttime not. Why does the Moroccan say that? Because the Moroccan doesn't know himself. Because if because so many days he was out of town and he couldn't take notice that the Marzik wasn't there on the premises in the nighttime. So maybe business to be taken for him. There was not a guest. So Takashi says, we are not guests. Though I never believe in time when he told me to laugh. The whole man will tell us all you are in the Rabbuna thought. We can see no how we can see me the Rabbuna. Now then the Lord says, maybe the Rabbuna. We can say to the Chuse, Mom, I be there, we lay in the Lord, I be there. So Rabbuna is made there, even though Rabbuna says that Jim Shom is in two places to be continued. But in the case of his store, when someone has his store, when does he stay in the store in the daytime, the nighttime? A house is a residential place, so a person occupies the apartment in the nighttime as well. But his store, at nighttime, it's closed. So when is it open? Only in the daytime. So Abuni is made that in case of his store, so then he has to show him chazoke, even though it's not continuous. Now at this point, we have a machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos, and also between the Rambam and the Rambam. Same machlokes. Now let's see the Rashbam. Umayin Rabbuni. אבל גם בו יביצו פסיין גלעיו, בכלל יוצאים בחוזה, חנו לי שמי יחים בן מלאכם מיניים, ואיתו עם מלחים שישים את הנושא. ואבל גם בו ידעו בו בלילס, חזוק המעליסי, שידרוס עונו ביי, סוף המרשבה מצמשת, that בחנו זה מן יחוזה, so not only it's not necessary that it should be Ritzupeitz, it's not necessary that Eidim should testify on Cheskas Fugim Shonim. So even though they come and say the Marzik had possession of the store for 3 years, and every daylight in the 3 years he had possession of the store. So it's not only according to Rashbam, even though it's not the Sufim, but not only it's not the Sufim, he doesn't even have full 3 years. Because the full 3 years comprise the days and the nights. And here, he had no chazok in the nights. So it's actually, it's a year and a half. In order to have 3 years chazok, or the store, he should have 6 years, because the day consists of 12 hours and the night consists of 12 hours. I mean, we are assuming, it's like that every day is 12 hours and every night is 12 hours. So,
So according to Rashbam, since it's not a derech to stand in his store at night time, so the occupancy and the possession of the store in the days of the 3 years is considered a full chazoki for 3 years. That's according to Rashbam. Teisves, however, is chayv. Teisves is chayv. Teisves says the Gemara only says umeder avin v'chamusim chudim one avde v'le avde that the 3 years can be scattered in the course of 6 years, but in order to have chazoke, he must produce witnesses who testify that for 6 years he was in charge of his home. So then, 6 years chazoke will be equal to 3 full years chazoke. But suppose he only produces witnesses who testify that he was in charge of possession of the store for 3 full years, since half of that 3 years so was not spent in any work, but it was closed half of that 3 years, so it's not possible. The Rambam Shite is like Rashbam, and the Raimi Shite is like this. He doesn't have to produce anything to testify that he maintained his store, the Marzik maintained his store for 6 years. So maybe he had an equivalent. He had the equivalent of 3 full years in terms of hours. Even just 3 years, not 6 years. Ain't there a hamorki? Will the buy the fuzomis coma? Will the buy the kudos? So at this point, there is a machleket between the Rashbam and Teisves, and between the Rambam and the Raya. The Rashbam and the Rambam said that b'chanuyis, so we don't need 6 years. It's not only that we don't need ritzufes, but we don't even need a witnesses who testify on possession of 3 years days of 3 years in terms of hours. As long as there was possession of 3 years of all the hours that the derech is to be involved in this law. So the mele, it's a good chazon. It's a good chazon. Now the question of Isaac is, now how can the Rambam and the Rashbam say that, but after all, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachon in regard to kakoyis that is not basically studied like the above. So Rabbi Shmuel says, "We don't need 3 full years." But Chachon say that even by the above we require 2 3 years, even though it's not a separate. Now we pass like Rabbanon, not like Rabbi Shmuel. No one passes like Rabbi Shmuel. We pass like Chachamim. So since we pass like the Chachamim, in other words, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Chachamim? According to Rabbi Shmuel, Chetzkas Yerushalmi is based upon the Alfuse of Jeremiah, and according to Chachamim, it's based on the principle of Chazok Ekvashim Seshorei, or because the Raya constituted by 3 years adverse possession without
he protested objection on the power of the Varakami. In other words, it's based upon Shaitika Maitse, Mizdeh and Vishnore, Tartil Klaat, Mizdeh, Tveiwe Mizdeh, Tveiwe Mizdeh. So, according to Rabbanon, who are hailing Kamilal Fusir from Shiramwe, so even the above, this is a story, this is a character that is not a superior story, requires 4 to 3 years, and 18 months is not enough, 18 months, according to Rabbanon. So even the above requires 4 to 3 years. So why should an apartment have chazoke in less than 4 to 3 years? In less than 4 to 3 years. Now, that's the question. And after all, we don't pass through like a Mishmoel, we pass through like a Chachamim. So in order to understand this, we have to take notice of a certain demand. Dachlamidvo. In Bobas. Turn to the Bobas. I'm involved in Bobas. Now there's the glory of Basra, that common law. So that is the 13th line from the top. From the common days. Shonkhub nei bnei pum na'ale ramachu barakhid. Yiladim rabin, nir ha'ad ha'chazok ke ulo yi ha'ad ha'chazok. Ulo yi ha'ad ha'chazok. So, Yiladim rabin, nir ha'ad ha'chazok ke bisdei ha'bab, bidai b'cheskas yivei ishrin yishu shuyom. O lo yi ha'ad ha'chazok. Omolei, ha'bache b'chodim yadim rambam nir ha'ad ha'chazok. Omer ha'mach ba'yitzchok, ha'chuzum imechshav gavre, ho'rav ishmuel b'bobel, ורב ישמואל ורב עקיבא בארץ ישראל, עם במי לא ירד הזאת, בין רב, בין שמואל ובובר, ובין רב ישמואל ורב עקיבא בארץ ישראל, they all agree that מי לא ירד. רב ישמואל ורב עקיבא מסליסים, רב מהי, where do we see that רב says that מי לא ירד הזאת? יום הרב יהודה, זו דיבר רב ישמואל ורב עקיבא. So, the mission that says this day is about is Cheskoson Gimshon. Ve'einon Mye. It doesn't have to be 4 to 3 years. So it has to be either 18 months or 14 months. But anyway, not 4 to 3 years. So that's a Mishmoel Rabakim. But Amchachomimim Cheskoson Gimshon Mye. Now, what that even say about that it's not easy to study here. Is that this story requires 4 to 3 years, Chazok. So, Limutemai, love Limutemia. Love Limutemia, Lord. So we see that Rav says that Nir is loyal Chazok. Then Shmuel Mai, because Gemara said that Shmuel also says that Nir is loyal Chazok. Okay, Dom Rav Yud Omar Shmuel. זו דיבר רבי שמואל רב עקיבא, אבל החכמים אומרים עד שיגדל שורש בארץ ויבצר גימו בציר עץ ויבצר גימו מסיכנית. מה בעיניי? So in other words, both say that this halacha mentioned in the Mishnah that the above requires the Rishonim but not the Yemiyeh, just 80 months, 40 months cannot be equipped, represents only the view of Rabbi Shmuel Rav Akiva, not the Chachamim. But Rav says, according to Chachamim, it requires the Mishon. And Shmuel says, according to Chachamim of Rabbi Shmuel, it requires 3 Achilas Tefes. 3 Achilas Tefes. And the Shonish Deir is, it's a Gimu Bitzirah, it's the Yitzay Gimu Bitzirah. My Vinaya, what's the feeling between Rav's memory and Shmuel's memory? Omer Abaye, the Kunaron Kina. Let's see the Rashbam. The Rashbam has here several options. All right. Rav Mutani. All right, now let's see the whole Rashbam. Zuti Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, Dama must listen to the Abba Al Chesmas Yimu Shonim, the Bibi Yehi to say it. With Rabbi Shmuel, the Abba Al Rabbi Akiva. Our Rabbi Yehi, Chesmas Yimu Shonim, the Chodom of Yehi Yehi. Even though it's not this appear to study. While we with the Hanna Rabbon on Tarshino, the Rich Pirki, Tami the Chesmas Yimu Shonim, that Chom Shonim is the Bibi Shonim, Tvei Mimiz Dei, we have lost the Hanna Rabbon and all the Rab Kain, Ki Dibu Chasuk Yim Chilti. ולא זו כוסר מכירה זימו פרש של גירושוני, אלא גירושוני שלוי הזמינו. בכל דו, איבן דו יצנעת איזה פרס קודיה, מילי מילי. ומשם די נו דמי זה המשטורי איזה גירושוני, להב ומדניה. ואחיו פרס רב ופרסו די כל מהי, וחכום על המאי. וכל שפני ידו מילי מילי קודוני, לימודי הפרוש, שוני מקוטוניס, אבל מניע וחושב חסר סילח על ידי כשון השלימו, ואם כן די מלכים ששני יום יבנן, שוני שוני מילי מילי מילי. יום רבי דבר שמואל זוגי ורבי שמואל רבי עקיבא, דאב מסליס, אבל ביסוד שמואל זה, זה ביסוד מיון, כי לסיסבור זה מאוד מזיז, כי זה קטע ראשון, אבל משום כתבו פירת המסוד אחת, בשונה אחת, כמו זמן לזה, זה משהו להסליח, אבל חכמים היינו לי, פירס מושון למצוא אחד שיגדר ולגמור עם כמו דרס, מסיקייס בזייס, סו נבוא אצל ניץ' פירה, סו ניץ' לי, יש לו, הם וחזוק כאופי אחרס, אופי אחרס. So my denial of the Rav Shmuel, ben limar, u ben limar di Shamanino, deko naro di Kinaio, deko yalbo u bachu, di pochets mit dimu shonim shoyimis, ti ele es gimu pom, di un Shmuel ha bechazoki, mi gimu deres, avo gavu leke dimu shonim shoyimis, u rav, bi inon gimu shonim miye miye. So that's the first question. So according to the first question, according to the first question, So, according to Rav, I'll leave the Chachomim, so we require him who shown him shonis. And even though it is a kind of a pattern, like Dekul Naro, that he can have, he can realize, three separate Achilles, of the Tmorim in less than 3 years, still according to Rav, in order to have Chazoke, he must have full 3 years. According to Shmuel, it's not necessary that he should have full 3 years. I will give you a question. Then a second shot. We have none of the pillars, Dekel now, Dekel and Mesa, the race of Kingdom. We deeply Shmuel, the Malpin, and Dim Pillars, we have a Chazoke. Though we go there, we give a random of the Shonim, the Aru Mazin, the Shonim, we have a Chazoke. ופי הראשון הזה, אפילו שמואל לא יבוא בקריאה מדימושון. ואוכל כאן, and the Rashbam accepts the second shot. So in other words, according to the second shot, so Shmuel is more machmir than Rav. According to the first shot in Rashbam, Shmuel is more meek. Because according to Shmuel, so the Chachonim of Rabbi Shmuel, by the Tanaro, do not require full 3 years Chazon. Rav does require. So according to the first portion in the Rashbam, so Rav is more machmir than Shmuel. Shmuel is meiker. According to the second portion, which is a portion in the Rach, so it's just the other way around. So Rav is more meiker, and Shmuel is more machmir. So according to Shmuel, by the Kolnado, so even if you have Achilas Steves for 3 years. But there will not be a mindset there of your diet, a harvesting, three harvestings, or the taino, so we might have a chazot. Even though, why? Because a dekonado also throws off the payments by itself. Nature does it by itself. So according to Rav, as long as he had the Nachilas Teres of 3 years of the detainees, even though the 3 years Chazoke did not involve any active act of harvesting by the mask, but the Yilo threw off the payments by itself, so it's still a Chazoke. If this happened in the course of 3 years, it's a Chazoke. According to Shmuel, he will not have a Chazoke even though he had the Achilas Teres
of the pain of the declaro for 3 years. Why? Because he didn't harvest, he didn't treat the painless himself. So the time there, according to second washing, Shmuel is more machmir and Rav is making. Then there is a third washing. Moshiach in the Pirish, Uy declaro, Dekel Yutri, She Itse Pamayim. שאיסה פעמיים בשונו, בשמואל, בשונו הוא מחצו על החזוקה, דוי כגימון דרס, ומרב דוי על החזוקה, דירה כגימון שם. So that means that according to the one פשט in Rashbam, which is the פשט in Rach, and this is the פשט that Rashbam prefers, so בין מרב בין בשמואל, הוא require even in the קרקע, that is not his appearance, not here, so we require Full 3 years. And according to the other two Pshatim in Rashbam, according to Rav and the Chachamim, we require 3 years. According to Shmuel and the Chachamim, we do not require 3 years. So then there is a Machlokes Meshechim, the other Pshat. Because according to the second pshat in the Rashbam, so Bein Rav and Bein Shmuel say that according to the Chachamim we require full gimu shonim chazok, even though the karka is not a spiritual. According to the other two pshat in the Rashbam, so only Rav, we are in the Chachamim requires full gimu shonim chazok. But Shmuel doesn't require. So there are some Rishonim who explain it on the basis that according to Shmuel, so even the Chachamim of Rabbi Shmuel, agree with Rabbi Shmuel's Yalpus, and it's not based upon. It's not based upon the at klatschno shona mizda mish bishtor. Yitza mit klatschno min lo mizda mish bishtor. Mashein kei, the Rashbo is midayik from the notion of the Rashbam that Rashbam shtim, and that is midayik from the first Rashbam. The Rashbam says, the hanet agon alun the rabkan, the buch asukin mechilti, the laws of the son of Jesus giving prayer shall be shown. אלו גיבו שונים שלהים מזמינו, בכל דבר, ומשום דהי לא דמניזה בשדורי, יצא מגיבו שונים. So, they say that the Rashbam Shita is even the other two Pshat, that Shmuel does not require Alim the Chachomim, Gimu Shonim Shloim is Chazok. But Gimu Achilles Peiretz, so Shmuel also says that the Chachomim Achilles can be Shmuel is Yalpus. But they say that where is according to Rav? So the Mizdei Aginish Mishtor depends upon 3 years. So according to Shmuel, the Mizdei Aginish Mishtor depends upon 3 Achilas Shleimus of Peiros. But according to Rashbam, even the other two Pshatim in the Rashbam. The Chachomim, Achili can be Shmuel Zalfuse of Pham Jiram. And according to Chachomim, so according to Rashbam, according to all the three Pshotim in Rashbam, so the Chachomim of Rabbi Shmuel reject the Zalfuse of Pham Jiram. But, and they base Cheskes Din Shonim upon the fact that at Lachit Shone, Mizdayo in Mishdore, Yeisam in Lachit Shone, Loi Mizdayo in Mishdore. Loi Mizdayo in Mishdore. And so, but they say, according to Shmuel, according to Rav, it depends upon 3 years. In other words, a person watches the shtar for 3 years. And according to Shmuel, the Chachamim say, it's not that the person watches the shtar for 3 years. A person watches the shtar in the course of 3 Achilles spheres, 3 separate Achilles spheres. So if the 3 Achilles Peiros involves a lesser time than 3 years, a lesser period than 3 years, so then once the Mamzik was already Eichel, three parents, so then the Malzik is not expected to be Zoya Mishnah. Now, so we see from that, now we raise a question here. Now we can go back to the Rashbam. Now the Rashbam Shita here is, the Rashbam and the Rambam. So they both say that the Rashbam and the Rambam, so they both say that Pachamuse, so we don't need the Nehidim to testify that he was in charge of the store for 6 years, so that will have the equivalent in terms of hours of 3 full years. But as long as they testify that the Malzik was in charge of the Chanus for 3 years, even though the Chanus was open only in the daytime of the 3 years, not in the nighttime, so it's in Chazon. So Bishlam, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we understand. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we understand. But according to the Chachomim, and the Chachomim, because Chachomim say that it is the Abad requires Chazoke of full 3 years, because it's based upon Ab Dibun Shonim, means the Arim Mishdor, Yezam Dibun Shonim, Loim is the Arim Mishdor. So how can the Malzik acquire Chazoke by virtue of the fact that they didn't testify that he was in charge of the store for 3 years straight, but he didn't keep the store open in the nights of the 3 years. So it wasn't Gibul Shonim Shlemitz, Miyei Miyei, and according to the Chachomim. So we acquire Gibul Shonim Shlemitz, Miyei Miyei. So we Shlemitz, according to the Rambam, there is no cash. Because, of course, all the Rishonim passed like the Chachomim, not like the Mishmael. No Rishonim passed like the Mishmael. But there is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, a little Chachomim. How do we pass like Rav or like Shmuel? So some Rishonim passed like Rav. Some Rishonim passed like Rav. And some Rishonim passed like Shmuel. The Rif and the Rambam, they passed like Shmuel. And according to the Rif and the Rambam, do not accept the second motion in the Rashbam. According to the Rif and the Rambam, so by Dekel Nabo, so Shmuel says that we do not need 3 years Chazon. We do not need 3 years Chazon. So Bishleim, the Rashbam himself passes like Rav, the Rashbam. So we can understand the Rashbam Shmuel, because he passes like Rav, and according to Rav, so according to all the finishes in the Rashbam, the Chachomim say that we require people showing shlemis, even in a karke that is not easy to discover, because it passes like Rav. But the Rif and the Rambam, they pass like Shmuel, and the Rif and the Rambam, so there is one washing in the Rashbam that even Shmuel himself requires Gibul Shonim Shlemis. But on the contrary, the Shmuel is more machmir than Rav. That even if it by Dekel Nado, where it throws off the payless by itself without any harvesting by the owner, so according to Shmuel, even if he had Achilas payless for 3 years, it's not a Chazoke until he had both Achilas payless for 3 years and there was a harvest, a free harvesting of the payer. So, but the Rif and the Rambam, they do not agree with this pshat, which is the second pshat in the Rashbam. And according to the Rambam, so they passed like Shmuel, and that means that by Dekel Nado, even in less than 3 years, so it is a good chazok. So according to Shmuel, so we understand it. According to Shmuel, we understand it. But the question is, according to the Rambam Shite, so we can understand how the Rambam can explain this Gemara of Chanuim Chanuse, Meid Rabune Chanuse Dimchuse, Dim Yomei Avide Leil Avide, that he even though he was not in charge, they even did not testify as to a possession of the Hamus for 6 years. So still it is Hazok. It's still Hazok. Because we see that according to the Rambam passed off like Shmuel. And according to Shmuel, so even according to the Chachomim of Rabbi Shmuel, we don't need full 3 years. So here too we don't need full 3 years. But according to the Rashbam passes like how. And one question in the Rashbam is that Ben Rav and Ben Shmuel hold that we require full 3 years of possession. So how can the Rashbam explain here by Hanus that even if they didn't just testify that for 3 years the Malzik was in charge of the Hanus, so it's a good chazoke even though in the night time the Hanus was not open, so he didn't have full 3 years possession. So according to the Rishon Rambam, we can understand how the Rambam can agree with the Shita of the Rashbam. But how can the Rashbam explain this Gemara? Not like they says, that Bahamuz and Imchuze, so he acquires Cheskas Din Shoni, even though Eli testified that he was in charge of the store only for 3 years, but there was no full Din Shoni Chazok in the MEA. It's only, in terms of hours, it's a year and a half. So according to the Rambam, we understand. Because the Rambam passes like Shmuel, and Shmuel says the Talmid the Chachamim, so by the Kunavo, he acquires Chazok in the year and the head. But according to the Rashbam, especially the second portion of the Rashbam, so Ben Rav Ben Shmuel agree that one cannot acquire Chazok in less than 3 years. And on the contrary, Shmuel is in Momachmir, and then the Rashbam passes like that. So even according to the other Mishnayos. So the question arises, how can the Rashbam explain? But maybe Rabbi Abraham said in the Chuzi, do you have ability? Will you have ability? So even if they testified that he was in charge of the store, the Malzik was in charge of the store for just 3 years. So is it with Chazoke? How is it with Chazoke? According to Rashbam's own chat, so they have Ben Shmuel hold that even Karkel, that is not disappearing, so there requires full 3 years. And then the Rashbam passes like that. So even according to the other two chok in the Rashbam, we require in every Sode, we require a full Gimushani. Full Gimushani. So Rabbi Yehuda explains that there is a difference between the case of Hamus and the case of Nah, of Dekunah. Because in the case of Hamus, so in other words, so a Hamus is not operated in the nighttime. It's not operated in the nighttime. It's only operated in the daytime. So if it's operated only in the daytime, so the melee, even the night is considered as easy peristory. Now, Zdeidis HaShalchim is considered easy peristory. Does that mean that Zdeidis HaShalchim, there isn't an hour in the course of the 3 years that it doesn't do pay, it doesn't produce payers? Of course, there are many times that a Zdeidis HaShalchim does not produce payers. The answer is, since on the whole, so it continually, it is easy payers, it's not whether there is rain or there is no rain, because any time he wants to irrigate the field, he can irrigate the field, so maybe it's considered easy payers. So by Hamus is the same thing. Since the derech of people is that at night time they don't keep the stores open, so mainly it's considered if he was in charge of the store for 3 years continually, he didn't close up the store, let's say, for a number of months because he went away on vacation. So all the days that he passed.